14, Ivy. Hi there, how are you today?
Good, how are you?
Good, I'm just passing by real quick. I'm out here with Point. Are you the homeowner here?
I'm not. I'm actually the daughter.
Oh, okay. Are they home right now?
He is on the phone right now.
Okay.
But maybe I can help you?
Yeah, well, we've just been treating quite a few people here in the area for the insects. Nobody's been having any major issues or anything like that. Like, we just barely finished up with a couple people up there on Michelle Lane. Most people here in the area haven't had any major issues. Have you guys seen, like, some of those bigger black ants every once in a while, or, like, those spiders?
Very rarely do I, obviously, we have pets, we have dogs that goes outside.
Right.
Not so much with the ticks.
Okay.
Sometimes I see those. I hate those things.
Okay.
Not so much with the ants. I mean, there's always ants. But we do see the wolf spiders a lot, and we have a lot of bees.
The bees, okay.
Yeah.
Like the wasps or the carpenter bees?
Like
the yellow jackets or?
The bigger ones, the nasty ones.
The ones that drill through the wood?
I don't know what they do, but they
okay.
just, we can't get rid of them. They come back every year.
Right.
They're really nasty. They get, they like actually to hang out. We have a trailer.
Right.
They build nests in the car mirrors.
Oh, so they're the ones with the cone nests back behind there.
Yeah.
Okay, that's probably the yellow jacket then,
yeah.
Or the wasps. Yeah, those have been pretty common here in this area. Do you know if your parents have somebody coming out to treat the home already?
I know that we do have, I think we have Vikings that take
right.
care of some of the pets.
Sure.
I don't know what we have treated, because obviously I don't see anything.
Right, okay.
Because we have the treatment, but with the bees, they're difficult to get rid of.
Right, yeah, and I think Viking does charge more usually for the bees. I've talked to quite a few people here in the area that have Viking.
Yeah.
And I've switched about 10 people over in the last couple of days just because, I mean, Point, have you ever heard of us before?
No, I have not.
We're a little bit smaller of a company. We're a family-owned business, and right now we're having to work a lot harder to compete with those bigger guys. So
yeah.
We've been including all of our specialized pests for free. Like, we do everything Viking does. I know they come and treat, like, around the foundation and around the doorways and windows usually. And we do all that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been including these guys, like the carpenter ants, those bigger black ones. Those are the wood-destroying ants.
Yeah.
We're including those guys, the carpenter bees, the wasps and yellow jackets, and those ticks and fleas. We are trying to help bring down that population.
Mm-hmm.
We're extending that barrier 10 feet out in the around the grass and mulch areas around the entire home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's just some of the things we've been covering with our service. Are they pretty busy right now?
Yeah, my dad's, he's always on the phone, busy.
Okay,
so,
sure.
I can't even have a conversation with him.
That's okay. Well, I'm going to be here all day. I can pass
yeah,
back a little bit later
have, like,
for you.
Do you have, like, a business card or any, like, information, like a pamphlet or something that I can give to him?
Yeah, I have my flyer here.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah, I can leave this with you, but I can try back later, because I'm going to be here talking to a couple other people later this evening that I set up appointments with.
Okay.
I can come back and explain it to him, and if he has any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer
them. Yeah, that'd be great, because, you know, we're always looking...
Yeah, and Viking, they're a good company.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing wrong against them. We just switched a lot of people over, because they have been charging quite a bit more for these specialized pests. And so that,
yeah.
But that is something we have been including free with our service.
Okay, that's
Kay?
Good to know. And where is the company based out of?
Our main office is in Bridgeport, Pennsylvania, right by
oh,
King of
okay.
Prussia. But we have local technicians here close by.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, we've serviced, like, here on Michelle. Yesterday, we just serviced 8 other people just here in this neighborhood.
Yeah, are you guys coming straight from King of Prussia?
No,
right?
We have technicians in Montgomery,
oh,
in Plainsboro.
Okay, so like an offices here.
Yeah, we have technicians here close by. But
oh,
I can
okay.
try back later. What's the address here?
This is 14.
14?
I
okay. And
yeah.
what time is better to get them available?
Yeah, my dad, he's in a lot of phone meetings.
Okay.
So I'm not really sure.
I'm going to be here till about 9 this evening. I can try back, like, after 7 or so.
Yeah, if you want to stop by after,
sure.
I think that'd be fine.
Is
I
that
mean,
a little bit better?
Yeah, he's kind of on the phone all day long, so I'm
sure.
not really sure, but maybe
sure.
that would be a good time to catch him, because
sure.
most of the business dies down.
In the evening time?
Yeah.
Okay.
My kid
yeah.
came to say hello.
I'm guessing you guys don't get too many of the mice then, right?
Mike, I don't let the cats go outside, but
okay.
the dog is outside.
Okay.
And sometimes we'll catch ticks on her, but we really haven't okay. had a lot of problems with that, thank goodness.
Yeah, that's good.
So.
Well, we do take care of those. We are trying to help get rid of those. We have a brush as well that extends 25 feet up. We come and knock down all the cobwebs out of the eaves
oh, okay.
and any of those wasp nests up high that we can find.
Yeah.
We are knocking those out as well. And then we do spray under these main floor soffits here because you can see these soffits, they have those grooves going up inside there.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times people will get those wasps making nests internally.
Oh, yeah. We had an issue when I was a little kid where the wasps got in the house. I had in my room when I was about 3 years old, the entire wall fell apart. There was huge nests about this thing.
Really? Yeah. Uh-huh.
It was horrible.
Yeah. When we dealt with that before, but we're trying to make sure it doesn't get to that point.
Yeah. we haven't had any issues with them inside upstairs in the attic or anything like
okay.
that. No issues with mice, really. Yeah, we've been actually pretty good. I think the wasps were the only thing, and then Vikings been...
So the wasps.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the only thing that we noticed that's just kind of, you know, that we kind of get rid of their nests and they move on to another place. They just go from place to place
right.
in our in the driveway area.
Okay.
But I'll ask my dad which Viking comes here specifically for. But yeah, if you want
yeah.
to stop back.
Sure, yeah. And who should I ask for when I come back?
You can ask for Joe.
Joe?
That's my father. He's
okay.
the owner of the house.
Okay.
And
what was your name?
My name is Michelle.
Michelle. Just like Michelle.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll just try back a little bit later for you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Your name was
David.
David. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
Michelle, it was nice to meet you. Thanks
nice
for your time.
Nice to meet you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Have a good one.